We are back with another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. Mike Cummings, along with my friend Miss Sammy Quiggins. And Miss Sammy, today we're going to continue our talk about finger foods as we roll into the month of October, aren't we?
Yes, I'm ready for us to have some little get together. Whether we can't have as many as we've had other times, but we can have some people, can't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, social distance, wear a mask, do the best you can, and pray for the best.
I just was terribly disappointed last month. For the past 20 years, I've had a derby party and have had as many as 25 to 55 people, and I really missed that this year. A lot of my friends always brought appetizers and finger foods, and I really missed some of those, too.
I can understand that, and what an odd world it is where you have the derby in September instead of the first Saturday in May.
And, you know, when they couldn't have it in May, I thought, well, that'll be fine. In September, I left and told everybody, I said, well, we'll have a party in September. But then I couldn't have it then either. So just the way it was.
Yep.
One of the things I really missed was Dennis and Roberta Anthony's rolled jalapeno pinwheels.
Okay.
I really missed those. They've been making those. They've been coming every year since I've had it. It was more than 20 years, probably 25 years. So I've got their recipe, and I hope they won't mind me giving it.
Okay.
You use an 8-ounce package of cream cheese, a cup of shredded cheddar cheese, a half a cup chopped ripe olives, 2 tablespoons chopped fresh cilantro, 2 tablespoons chopped green onion, a half a teaspoon of garlic powder, and 4 10-inch flour tortillas, and 3 half-ounces of chopped jalapeno peppers, which gives them a little bite.
Yes.
And you, in a medium mixing bowl, you combine all the filling ingredients and mix well. On each flour tortilla, you spread about a half a cup of the filling and roll the tortillas up tightly like a jelly roll. Then wrap it in plastic wrap and refrigerate it at least 4 hours or until it's chilled. And to serve, you cut each roll into 12 slices, and it makes about 48 appetizer slices. And those are tasty little bites, Mike.
I have had those before from other people, and yes, I will agree, those are a great appetizer.
Dennis and Roberta may come in. I missed that terribly this year.
I can understand why.
It was something that, it was really a tradition. Everybody looked for theirs. We had certain people, you know, that everybody looked for their dish. Joellen McGarry always made a Reuben dip that had corned beef and sauerkraut and, you know, Swiss cheese, like a Reuben sandwich. You know, we just had various people that brought the same things practically every year. Dolores Mattingly's potato salad, and everybody looked, you know, for that particular dish. And Dennis and Roberta's rolled jalapeno pinwheels were something that I missed this year. I was talking to her recently, and I said, I missed those. Because she was talking about that they missed the derby party because they had been coming ever since I started having it. Back when Dawn was living is when we started it. I said, I missed your all's pinwheels.
Well, I can understand why. Again, it's a great appetizer. Puts that little bit of spice, a little bit of heat on your plate.
Yeah, that 1.5 ounces of those chopped jalapeno peppers, you know.
Yes.
But they're really tasty. And then I've always fixed a lot, and this is so easy. Everybody in the country fixes this. I'll go ahead and give the recipe as your chili con queso dip. Use 1/2 pound of smoked breakfast sausage. You know, Purnell Farms has a smoked sausage. That's one of those rolls. I used regular sausage, and a lot of people use hamburger, but that smoked sausage gives it a little different taste. And 1 pound of Velveeta cheese, and 1 can of Rotel tomatoes and green chilies that are chopped. And you just brown and drain your sausage and cube your cheese and add to the sausage and stir in the heat till it's melted and add your tomatoes and chilies. And you just serve that with tortilla chips. Velveeta also makes a white queso cheese, too, besides just their, I started out making it years ago with just regular Velveeta cheese, you know, the yellow one in the yellow box, but now they make one that is a white queso cheese, which is good with it, too.
And it's funny you should mention that. I had not seen it before, but last night Taylor decided that she was going to make some queso and ran over to the store and came back with that block of Velveeta white queso, and her recipe was very simple.
Well, you know, you don't have to put the meat in it. I make it a lot of times and with the white since I've been getting that, and just use a can, not the Rotel tomatoes, but just use a can of green chilies. Chopped green chilies, which reminds you of what you get at the Mexican restaurant when you order queso.
Right.
You get a white cheese with green chilies in it. But anything with cheese and chilies and peppers and, you know, and a little meat never hurt anything.
Yeah, you got my attention already.
I know we can stand a little of that too, couldn't we, Molly?
Yeah.
Now I got a sloppy Joe dip, and this only has 4 ingredients. And this is when at that last minute, you know, somebody calls and they said, oh, come on over, bring some finger food, bring some dip. And you think, what have I got? And this is, everybody likes this. If you like sloppy Joes, it's tons of cheese. And of course, I could eat it just for lunch or dinner, not just as an appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
Just spoon it over chips and enjoy. And it's 2 pounds of lean ground beef, 2 cans of Manwich sloppy Joe sauce, which I like that as a Manwich or as a sloppy Joe. But then in this dip, it's good too. And 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese and 2 cups shredded cheddar cheese. And you just spray a baking dish with the cooking spray and you cook your ground beef until it's no longer pink and you drain it. And in a bowl, you combine your ground beef, your Manwich sauce, cream cheese, and 1.5 cups of shredded cheese. And you just spread that mixture into the baking dish and you top it with the rest of the cheese. And you bake it for 20 or 30 minutes till it's bubbly and eat that with chips. And, you know, you can make it a day in advance and refrigerate till you get ready to bake it. Or you can cut it in half if you don't have a lot of people. And you could use ground turkey or ground pork or sausage for the ground beef. If you want to, you can add some chopped fresh onion and bell peppers. And just add them to the skillet when you're cooking the meat. And just mix it all together and put it in a slow cooker. But if you're just really, you know, somebody calls just on the spur of the moment, have a can of the Manwich sauce. I mean, you can stir that up in a few minutes and have it ready to take.
A very easy recipe, very quick to put together, and very tasty.
And, you know, stuff comes up on the spur of the moment a lot of times. Somebody will call and say, hey, well, we're going to get together. Well, you bring something and you're thinking, bring something. What am I going to take? And I like that Manwich sauce anyway. I like it with hamburger just on a bun, you know.
Right.
Ground my hamburger and put a can of that Manwich sauce. It's kind of seasoned well with some peppers and onions and whatever it's got in it. Who knows? But I like that just on a bun with some pickles, you know.
Sure.
Makes a pretty good little meal.
Well, the recipe that we used for queso was very simple. You just cubed up about half of that box of Velveeta white queso cheese, put it in a microwave safe bowl, added in probably about a half cup of 1.5 cups, and then you heated that in the microwave until your cheese started melting. Took it out, stirred it, put it back in, let it finish kind of combining with the 1.5 cups, and then put in, to taste, green chilies and jalapeno peppers, and then just a little pinch of cumin, and it wound up being very tasty.
I bet it was. Sounds really good. I can't see where you could go wrong with that at all.
Well, it was one of those things where, you know, with the microwave, it took probably about 7 or 8 minutes from start to finish. The toughest thing was cubing up the cheese to melt it.
And, you know, it's just a lot of times you want something just on the spur of the moment. You want it to take somewhere or you want it to eat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're just sitting around and you think, boy, I'd like to have some kind of, you know, have a little libation of some kind, and think, boy, I'd like to have a little dip of some kind. You know, if you've got the box of that cheese in the refrigerator and you mix that in there, you got a can of green chilies, you're ready to roll.
That block of cheese can sit in your refrigerator for a long time, and the green chilies can sit on the shelf for a while. You can always have that sitting around to make if you think about it.
Well, you know, you just get together. Some of your family's there, or some of you, and you say, well, you know, I think I'd like to have some kind of dip or something to serve. And you put that, as you say, put it in the microwave, stir it up, and you're ready to roll.
Well, folks, if you would like a copy of any of the recipes that we have talked about here today, very simple to get. All you have to do is send us an email to wxbc@bbtel.com. Make sure that you put attention skinny cook in the subject line, and then tell us which recipe that you're interested in. Or you can send that email directly to Miss Sammy at sammyq@bbtel.com, and she'll get that recipe right out to you.
And, you know, anytime, you know, whenever Mike and I get to talking about food like this, we easily wax poetic, don't we, Mike?
We do, and what folks don't realize is we try to hold the shows to around 10 to 12 minutes. What they don't realize is we probably talk twice that long off the air.
About what we've eaten.
Yes.
I enjoy it, Mike, and I hope everybody enjoys listening to us. I always, people say, what are you talking about? And I said, I don't know, I just babble inanely.
And folks, we invite you back next week, same time, here on WXBC for Never Trust a Skinny Cook. And Miss Sammy, tell them what we always say.
Oh, don't ever trust that skinny cook.